This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another nice spring day today, warmer than it has been, though. Yeah, man, yeah, I was outside yesterday playing with the dog. It was hot to me anyway. Highs today of 79. And then moving ahead, tomorrow 81, 78 on Thursday. I should mention there's a little bit of patchy fog out there. Be aware of that. 40% chance for showers on Friday. Then Saturday, unfortunately, the day, the makeup day for the Irish Channel, St. Patrick's Day Parade, 90% chance for showers. Then not clear, but partly cloudy Sunday with highs in the mid-80s for the Gretna Irish-Italian thing that they got going. Larry Carter joins us now, our friend, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. How you doing, Larry?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about Amendment Number 2 and teacher pay raises, because I've heard some different things, and it surprises me in a way to hear that you're asking people to vote for Amendment Number 2. Tell me about it.
Yes, look, it's one of the most important constitutional amendments for us and for probably the community as a whole. What it does for us, and I'm talking about teachers and school employees, it kind of addresses one of the probably most pressing concerns for teachers and school employees, and that's financial stability. The amendment, to be clear, it will convert that one-time stipend into permanent parts of teachers and school employees' pay. It's not a pay raise, and most people have been saying that, and it's not. It's over the last 2 years, teachers and school employees have been getting a $2,000 supplement for teachers and a $1,000 supplemental pay for school employees. It is not a permanent part of their salaries. That means if the budget or the economy tanks quickly, it could be reduced and not added for the following year in 2026. And so what we're saying is this is the only opportunity that's on the table for teachers and school employees to have that stipend, that one-time stipend, converted to a permanent part of their salaries. It is the only instrument that's out there. If you looked at the executive budget that the governor laid out, it is not in his budget. For the last 2 years, there have been, again, supplemental pay of $2,000 and $1,000. And so for us, our members, we polled our members over the last probably 6 months, from probably September till probably we're going to end the survey in at the end of this month. And the number one concern out there was compensation and pay, probably at about, I would say, 89, almost 90% of those who participate in our survey. We then had robust conversations within our executive council about the position that we would take on this. And while we know there are numbers of organizations out there that took the other side of that coin, our members and our executive council decided that, of course, when we're talking about turning a supplemental pay into a permanent pay, it was one of the decisions that we had to come out. While it wasn't the way we usually have funding for teacher and school employee compensation, it was the only opportunity for teachers and school employees to see that stipend turned into a permanent part of their salaries.
Does this, how does this play out with local school districts or where the money's coming from? Somebody texted in, they're confused about who decides who gets what, when, and that's their problem with Amendment number 2.
Yeah, I mean, look at Amendment 2. I know there's a lot of objects or a lot of subjects in that particular amendment. But for us, when we look at the part that specifically talks about teacher and school employees' pay, it is governed by what's called Act 8. It was originally House Bill 5 that was part of the legislation that actually is the companion legislation to the Constitution Amendment. In particular, we fought hard and worked directly with Representative Bacala, Senator Edmonds, and the governor to add amendments to ensure that the pay and the supplement was kind of really vetted out and kind of meet sort of the provisions of what would normally be done. We advocated and really got an Act 8 mandatory salary schedule incorporation, meaning that it would become a permanent part of their salaries. We fought for strong non-surplantation protection, meaning that if the district couldn't reduce that any other compensation to offset this increase, we included retirement benefit protection that ensures that any associated retirement costs, they're covered to protect employees' future benefits. There's an accountability mechanism that's in that amendment through that supplemental legislation that supports that by having, if a superintendent decides that he or she is not going to be compliant, they have to go before both the House and Senate Education Committees to explain that. And then there's leave protections that ensures every employee who is on an approved leave still receives the increase and that the funding is guaranteed. And if a district doesn't see the kind of savings that's expected from the pay down of the TRSL, the retirement benefit is insufficient, additional funding will be provided through the minimum foundation program, the MFP. That's usually how these raises are funded. So we fought really, really hard during the session to make sure that this part of what we thought was going to be a constitutional amendment around teacher pay, but then we see there's a lot of other parts to that that really make it difficult, I know, for some people. But for us, we saw it as an opportunity to make sure that we continue to support teachers and school employees and make sure that we don't lose them to surrounding states and our other professions. So for us, it was, again, one of those tough decisions that we had to make when everyone else seems to be on a different path and a different side to the coin of making that decision on Amendment 2. We vetted, again, the discussion, and we felt like it was the right thing to do for teachers and school employees.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, 6:51 and a half. Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, a lot in Amendment number 2, but he's saying as it relates to teachers, he thinks that that is the way to go when it comes to making sure that, I guess, the teacher's supplemental stipend is codified and becomes part of a permanent pay raise. We'll pick it up. We come back. Again, any questions, comments, especially if you're a teacher, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:58, couple of minutes till 7. Larry Carter, our guest, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, he says that teacher unions are backing Amendment number 2. There's a lot in there. I'm getting some text. Some of them are saying that, Larry, that the governor is kind of like forcing the teachers up against the wall, or that they're kind of not using the teachers, but holding them hostage, I guess, to support an amendment that has a lot of other stuff in there just to get a pay raise that's guaranteed and not a stipend. Is this the best of a bad deal? How would you look at this?
Look, I've heard that often, even by some of our members, but I can say this. We are kind of caught, you know, between accepting a complicated constitutional amendment with far-reaching implications, and we face an immediate, you know, reduction in take-home pay if this is the only instrument that's allowed to make a supplemental pay permanent. Look, this is not a straightforward solution, and it's one that, you know, we would, you know, not have preferred because it's, you know, really done through the MFP. And so it's currently the only path forward to preserve you know, teacher and school employee compensations, because we don't want to lose them, like I said before, to neighboring states or other professions. And so, yes, we totally understand it's a complicated, complex constitutional amendment. But for us, the decision was to support the amendment because it protected the educators from losing compensation they've come to rely on for the last 2 years.
Thank you, Larry. We'll take a break, talk about slowpokes in the left lane when we come back.